this year's SMU football team did something that no Mustangs club had done in over 30 years. When the Ponies started 6-0, they cracked the nation's top 25 for the first time since 1986. Hello, everybody. This is Greg Stewart. Welcome to Sports and Commentary, a show that you helped to sponsor with your generous tax-deductible contributions to Western Wisconsin's Inspirational Broadcaster Incorporated. You can check in anytime for more info at WWIB.com. At 10-3 this year, SMU had a double-digit win total for the first time since 1984. Stags All-Conference center Hayden Howerton, a finalist for the Remington Trophy, is the nation's top center. He is with me on S&C today. He's 6'3", 290-pounder, a junior from Katy, Texas. Welcome, Hayden, to the program today. Let's talk about your team's great season that wrapped up at 10-3. Tell me about it, will you?
Well, obviously, like you said, it was a great year. We brought in a lot of really great guys, like our quarterback, Shane Bouchel. He transferred from the University of Texas to us, and he was a leader from the day he stepped on campus. And we really started coming together in spring, and then summer, we turbocharged it, and we really came together as a football team. And when we hit our fall camp, we knew that we were going to be a really great offense and had a really solid defense to hold up. And it was a lot of fun this year. I mean, it was really great beating our big-time rival TCU at their house, third game of the year, third or fourth game. And, you know, made a lot of great teammates that I'll cherish forever. And it was an unbelievable year. And I can't thank the Lord enough for what he did in this past year of my life. And I can't wait for what he's going to do in 2020.
Yeah. Your head coach, Sonny Dykes, worked that transfer portal as well as any coach in the country. 35 of your teammates, including your quarterback, Shane Bouchel, had played for other college football teams. How did that unique mix of players work in the locker room for you?
Well, Coach Dykes does a really great job of bringing in solid young men as well as great football players. And we bring in a lot of experience and guys that have played positions that we need help at, and it really comes along great because of how many different transfers we have. A lot of guys understand each other's path to where we're at now, and the guys who signed with SMU and have stayed here are really accepting of who they are and bring them into our family right away. We have guys who live with guys who have already been on campus. I mean, we're always going out to eat together and really just developing our relationships early and often whenever they step foot on campus. And that helps us on the football field.
Mm-hmm. So you guys get to the end of October at 8-0. You're ranked in the top 25 for the first time in over 30 years. What was that like for you at that point, the excitement building on campus there?
So, I mean, like you said, 8-0 was something that was unheard of around here since before the death penalty. And everybody around here has seen the 30 for 30 about it, but really as a football team, we did a great job of playing with confidence and really just taking it all one week at a time. We knew that we had a really solid football team, and when nobody was talking about us, we were solid in ourselves. And then when the media was all over us, it was still, hey, we are who we are. We've got enough of what we need, and we're a great football team no matter what people say about us. So we just did a really great job of keeping our heads down and just going to work every day.
So you reach early November undefeated, then lose a close game to Memphis by 6 points, win a game, and then lose another by 7 to Navy. But how was it with that, you know, big target on your backs before losing those two close ones?
Right. So our conference, the American, is full of a lot of really great teams, and you have to hand it to Memphis and Navy for playing two great games against us during the regular season when we went out there at their house. The first game against Memphis, the ninth game of the year, we were playing there on the ABC game at 6:30, and it was a really close ball game. I think we only lost by 6, but, I mean, you have to hand it to them. They're a great program. They were in the Cotton Bowl for a reason. But just being that close to where we had that game within reach showed us that, hey, in coming years, when we're more mature and we have more experience at higher games like that, it'll help us succeed and win those ball games. And then at Navy, Navy does a great job of playing with high effort, high execution. They don't make many mistakes. They hardly turn the ball over, and they don't have penalties. And when they run the football the way that they do, it's just really hard to stop. And Well, it was hard after we took those two losses to be sitting out of reach of the conference championship. We kind of circled the wagons and looked at each other and looked ourselves in the mirror of what we could all do better. Everybody, players, coaches, staff. And that's what helped us win the last game here at home against Tulane. And then in the bowl game, we thought we were prepared, but Florida Atlantic played with a lot of emotion, even without their coach. And I think it just took us by surprise, honestly, because we'd been in that situation before. We lost our head coach my freshman year before our bowl game, and we got crushed by a really good La Tech team. And we went in kind of on the other side of that thinking, oh, well, they might just roll over because they don't have their coach. And so we looked at that the totally wrong way. But it'll give us more experience, and we'll be better off next year. And that's kind of in the back of everybody's head right now during off season, is working to get that taste out of our mouth and get back in the win column next year.
Yeah. Florida Atlantic, by the way, shocked you guys in that bowl game, the Boca Raton Bowl. 52-28 loss right there. And I think we'll talk more football with you next time. Hayden, we're out of time. Hayden Howard in the starting center for the SMU Mustangs football team. Had a terrific season this year. Let's also, when we get together again on the show, visit about the brand, the SMU football brand going up against schools like, you know, Baylor and TCU, a team you beat this year, and other teams in the Big D area. We'll visit about that, what this kind of season did to the SMU brand when we come back. Hayden, thanks for being here, and we'll talk again soon. God bless you.
God bless you. Have a great day.
Yeah, you too.